The Big Kill by Mickey Spillane. It was one of those nights when the sky came down and wrapped itself around the world. The rain clawed at the windows of the bar like an angry cat, and the place reeked of stale beer. Two drunks were arguing over what to play on the jukebox until a tomato in a tight dress pushed the key that started off something hot. She saw me sitting there with my stool tip back against the cigarette machine and walked over with her hips waving hello. Buy me a drink? No. Don't gentlemen usually buy ladies a drink? I'm not a gentleman, kid. Say, what's eating you? You having dame trouble? I never have dame trouble. I'm a misanthropist. You are? I could have sworn you were a nice fella. I'm not. Blow, sister. She gave me a look she kept in reserve for special occasions and got the hell out of there. Then the door opened and a guy stood there in his shirt sleeves, wet and shivering. He had a bundle in his arms with his coat over it. He shuffled over to one of the booths and dropped the bundle on the seat. Nobody but me paid any attention to him. He threw a buck on the bar, then brought the shot over to his table. He set the drink down and took the coat off the bundle. It was a little kid, about a year old, who was sound asleep. I felt my shoulders hunch up in disgust. The kid's father, or whatever he was only a little squirt. He couldn't have been any older than me, but his face was seamed around the mouth and eyes, and his shoulders hung limply. I could see the tears running down his cheeks as he patted the kid and talked low. He bent his head and kissed the kid on top of his head. I turned around.